Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Show. I'm excited to talk a little bit about insurance today, and I'm joined by Terrence Dowling with Country Financial. Thanks for joining us today, Terrence.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about about yourself and a little bit about what you do.
All right. In my current role at Country Financial, I'm an agency owner of an agency here in Johns Creek, and we provide insurance and investments. On the insurance side, we provide everything from auto, home, life, business insurance, workers' comp, health insurance. And then on the investment side, we do retirement planning, and we also do retirement plans for small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about what some of the benefits are of bundling, you know, your insurance with one carrier. You obviously do a lot of different types. So what are the benefits of going from one carrier?
So yeah, the industry has made that move probably within the past 10 to 15 years of, you know, bundling your home and auto, or bundling your home, auto, and life insurance. And what the carriers are allowed to offer you when you bundle those products together is a discount. And here at Country, for instance, if you bundle your home and auto, there's savings of about 25% on each policy. And when you think about it, that starts to add up. If you're looking at a $1,000 homeowner's premium, you're looking at about $250 in savings. Over the course of 10 years, it's $2,500. There's massive amounts of savings when you bundle your products together with one carrier.
Mm-hmm. And then is there another benefit to mean, like, if you have a claim, you know, it's the same person you're going to call every time, if it's home, if it's auto, you probably start to build a relationship. And that, absolutely, that probably has its benefits too.
Absolutely. At Country, we pride ourselves on the one-on-one relationship between us and our clients. And, you know, you don't want to call a 1-800 number where you may get the same person once, but I'm pretty sure you're never going to get the same person twice. Mm-hmm. When you have a claim when you work with an individual agent, you just call the same number when you have a claim. But another additional benefit is you'll have a single deductible in the event of a storm or an incident that happens on your property. Let's say a tree falls both on your house and your car. Instead of paying the deductible on your car and the deductible on your house, you'll be paying one deductible when that claim actually happens.
And some insurance companies are starting to do that.
Some are actually starting to do that. Yeah, we have a plan for it, and it should be coming to us here pretty soon.
So, and what I want to spend a little bit of time on is some examples of the discounts that are available to customers. I'm sure you get asked all the time because people, you know, insurance is one of those things I'm like, I want to pay as little as possible and get as much coverage as possible. Like, it's just not a fun expense for anybody. So let's talk about some of the discounts that are available and how to go about getting some of those.
You're exactly right. Insurance is really not attractive to people. And I usually tell my clients that it's like, I don't have the lipstick red washer and dryer to sell you. And I don't have the stainless steel refrigerator to keep your goods cold. But what I do have is I have a product that will keep you from staying up at night worrying about whether or not you're protected or whether your family's protected. You can go to sleep, you know, knowing good and well that your family's protected. Now, basically, the discounts on the auto side, there's several of them, and some companies do them differently. So I'll do them the way we do them. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if like the child is under 18 years old, we have what's called a driver's training discount. And that's they usually get that driver's training certificate at school. Some parents enroll their kids into a private driver training class, like, you know, Taggart Driving School, some of the more popular ones. But you have the driver's training discount. And what that is, that's essentially like defensive driving for teenagers. Then you have the defensive driving discount, which, you know, works for, you know, people who are 18 and over. Mm-hmm. And that lasts you, usually those certificates usually last you for a period of about 3 years, and resulting in our case, at Country, it's a 10% discount, which once again, if you do the math, it's pretty significant savings if you're paying $1,500 every 6 months for car insurance.
Can I ask you a quick question on that? I actually just did a video a few weeks ago. My wife and I just did a defensive driving course ourselves, because I tell people to do it a lot of times, but I'm like, I've never done it myself, so I got to figure out like the process. One of the things I've found out in the process, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe this is just my insurance company, but I was told that I couldn't get that discount until I was age 30 and up. Does that differ, you think, between insurance?
That definitely differs between companies.
Okay.
Our driver's training discount is for those who are 18 and lower.
Okay.
After that, defensive driving discount, we welcome them. Now, what I will tell you is where your defensive driving discount probably won't count is if you have a significant number of tickets or accidents.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, people are like, my insurance is high because I've had a number of accidents or a number of tickets. Well, at some point, the insurance company discounts the fact that you took the defensive driving course.
Right.
Maybe you need to go and take it again. Maybe you didn't learn anything.
Right. Like, sitting in a class for 7 hours isn't going to, you're still a bad driver.
So exactly. Another discount is no claim discount. When you're claim free, I know there's several companies that, you know, they'll give you a discount if you claim free for 3 years, some for 5 years. We have a claims free discount as well. A good driver discount, those are the people, like, they may not necessarily have a defensive driver certificate. However, they haven't had a ticket or an accident for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Over here at Country, that will land you in our preferred company. Right? In our preferred company, you get the best rates. So.
Okay. And so those are some of the main ones on the auto side. Are there any other that we're missing on the auto side that are popular or easy to get to?
Now, here's what I will tell you. So the most popular one is the defensive driver discount, but I will tell you the most cost-effective way to get that certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a company that you don't have to be of retirement age to get the certificate, and that's the AARP. That's where we direct our clients to go. Mm-hmm. AARP has a six-hour program. It's about $24.95.
Whoa. We just paid $95 a person.
Yeah, and so when you do the AARP defensive driver class, $24.95. It's a 6 hour class. And for the most part, my guess is, I'm only speaking from my experiences,
that
most insurance companies would probably accept that certificate. Now, there are some defensive driving academies out there who offer defensive driving, but they're not a part of an institute. And we do not accept their defensive driving certificate. So sometimes people take these defensive driving classes and they provide me with a certificate. And I have to tell them that the seller of that class is not associated with an association. So we don't approve that. And so we're not allowed to give them that discount.
So with any of this stuff, you just advise, like, it's worth whatever insurance company you're at, it's worth having a conversation on the front end before you go do it to see if you'll qualify.
Absolutely. You would want to call your insurance company just to double check and see which associations they approve of, which classes. But for the most part, I think AARP is a pretty safe bet. And then the reduced cost. I always tell my clients, I'm like, $25 for 3 years of 10% savings. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer. Now, about the only thing that's going to cost you is time, and that's the 6 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the most fun 6 hours of our life, but to save a few hundred dollars over the course of 3 years, we're like, yeah, I mean, that's better than sitting at home watching TV. So,
absolutely.
So that's on the auto side. Do you have any other discounts you want to talk about, any other types of other insurance policies?
Yeah. So for the auto, I think we're pretty much done, but there's one that I want to talk about here in the future. Later on in our program, because that's a huge discount, and that's what I was telling you before. Like, why is it important to make sure that your children receive good grades?
Yeah,
that's a significant savings.
Okay,
and that would be like a good student discount. But on the home side, what I wanted to let you know is about the alarm discount. So the alarm discounts aren't as strong as they were back in the 90s, right? So, but they still give you a discount for them. But if you are paying for an alarm, it's just a matter of making a call to your alarm company's 1-800 number and asking them for a certificate for your alarm and providing that to your insurance company, and it'll result in savings as well.
And is that, I'm sure that varies on a lot of different factors, but is there like a standard, like, is it 5 to 10%? Is it?
It varies by company. Ours isn't as strong as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And we would have to get into the minutia of insurance, but basically some companies give you the discount across the entire policy, and some companies give you the discount across what's the perils, we call them, that could happen where an alarm would save you. So you probably save on the fire part of your coverage. You save on the theft part of your coverage. But an alarm really doesn't do anything when there's a hailstorm outside. So where some companies give you that across-the-board savings, some companies have chosen to be very specific about where they apply those savings.
Gotcha. One other thing I was going to mention too is, and maybe this isn't quite a discount, but one thing I advise a lot of my clients to do is every so often, like get a requote. And
absolutely. I think
you just posted something today actually that said like review your insurance every 6 months or every year just to
absolutely.
See. Yeah.
I tell my clients that. I always tell my clients, I'm like, hey, remember to keep us honest. Make sure we're charging you a competitive price for the insurance. Mm-hmm. Especially in the metro Atlanta area, there have been significant auto rate changes in Atlanta, and they haven't been to the downside. Unfortunately, we were really late in passing legislation. We just recently passed legislation for hands-free technology when you're in an automobile vehicle. I'm sorry, in an automobile. Mm-hmm. And that is... because of distracted driving. Distracted driving is worse than drunk driving. Mm-hmm. And in Atlanta specifically, we've seen a higher incidence of what we would say severity. That means the average cost of an accident has increased, as well as in the incidence. And that is just, there's a greater number of accidents. So it's almost like a perfect storm for the insurance industry where you have greater impacts when an accident happens and you have a greater number of accidents. And what a carrier has to do then to, you know, keep their financial strength intact, mm-hmm. they have to adjust rates. And unfortunately, in Atlanta, we've adjusted them to the upside.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, Clark Howard talks about it. Everyone talks about it. Yeah.
So why is it, we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. Why is it important to make sure if you do have kids that they do well in school? How does this relate? How does this have anything to do with your insurance?
Okay. So here's what I will tell you. When your child has a B average or higher, and that would be a B average, not based on what the insurance company thinks a B average is, it's what their school system thinks a B average is. When your child has a B average or higher, they will qualify for a good student discount. Now, good student discount is pretty important because for us, it's savings, again, of 10%. So now let's think about this for a second. So we spoke earlier about the driver training discount, and now we're speaking about the good student discount. So if you have a good student discount, and you have a driver training discount, and we're looking, if you add those together, we're at 20%, right? So you're saving 20% on both of those. When you add your child to a policy, it almost triples your insurance premium. I'm sorry, the young and old are the people who are responsible for wrecks on the road.
Yeah.
Specifically, the young male and the old male are usually responsible for the vast majority of the accidents.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, now with distracted driving, it's probably a better mix of people, but for the most part, yeah, the young male and the old male. So when you're looking at rates tripling, so let's say, for example, and this is just example rates, say somebody's paying $1,000 every 6 months for two cars on their policy, and they decide to add their child. And now that premium goes from $1,000 to $3,000, right? That extra $2,000, right? 20% of that is $400.
Yep.
Right? That's every 6 months. So yep. That means the policy renews twice a year. That's $800 in savings every year. Not only because he took the driver training class, but he's maintaining good grades in school. And another thing is, students who get better grades are usually better drivers. And studies have just shown that. That's why we're able to offer them those discounts. They're a little bit more aware. They don't really engage in distracted driving distracted driving to a lesser extent than they're.
I don't actually know the driving age in Georgia. Is it 15 or 16 here?
16.
Okay, so it's 16. Now, let's say someone leading up to that, like the year before you turn 16 and you get that full license. What if you have bad grades then? Like, do you look like a year in the past or do you look like a few years in the past?
Every year.
Really? Okay, so you renew it.
Every year. So, yeah, that's one thing the insurance companies are really, really sticky about. They went like, sure, you can have a B average here, but we want to check a year later, just make sure he still has that B average.
And I guess leading up to that 16th year, then your 15th year in school, you have to have a B average to then qualify the day you get that.
Absolutely. For that initial discount. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I mean, definitely. And then you also raise a more intelligent kid when he's
Not to mention you might get hope.
You might get scholarships, right? Yeah.
There's a few benefits there.
It's on his career trajectory on a better angle, just by the sheer fact that you're ensuring that they get great grades.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I think these are great tips, and I just appreciate you sharing them. Are there anything else, or are there any other things that you'd recommend or mention about insurance to people?
All right. Well, you mentioned this earlier, Steve.
Yeah.
Always sit down with your agent every year to go over the things that change. Me and Steven are part of a networking group where I always emphasize, you know, liability limits, you know, to check your deductible. Make sure you're in a position that if you do have a claim, that you are in the position to pay for the claim. Mm-hmm. Some insurance companies, they'll woo you with really low rates, but what they'll do is they'll change a lot of your coverages. You may be, in fact, underinsured, or you may have an astronomical deductible that in the event of a claim, you may not be in a position to pay.
Yeah. Well, I'll actually have a story on that too, because I just recently, about a year and a half ago, switched insurance companies. My previous policy, I had full glass coverage. Mm-hmm. I moved to this policy and I found out that I didn't have full glass coverage when I had to get a full windshield replacement about a week ago. And I found that if I would have literally just paid $38 a year, both my wife and my vehicle, full glass coverage. And so I learned that even if you switch policies, like, it's good to go line by line with your agent.
Absolutely. So we offer that too. And you know what's more important? So a windshield is pretty expensive, but our safety glass full coverage also covers the sunroof, which is about, you know, well into the several thousands of dollars to change out, because it's all one unit. So ours is any glass on the vehicle. We will change, no deductible.
So that's good. I think that's good advice is, you know, and again, like, insurance is one of those things. It's not always fun on the client side of things to, like, look at it, but you'll be glad you saved, you know.
Absolutely.
When you take a 15 or 30 or an hour, you know, to sit down and go through this stuff, I mean, it can save you a bunch of headaches later. So
absolutely. I mean, and that's usually all it takes is about 30 minutes. So think about the amount of time that exists in 1 year.
Yeah.
We're just asking for 30 minutes.
Yeah. The other thing I would just mention to anybody watching this is, you know, again, it's good to save money, but I would say insurance is probably one of those areas to really evaluate needs before savings.
Absolutely.
Because it can cost you a heck of a lot more on the back end if you skimp and go cheap on the front end. So
absolutely. We always tell people, we have a plan for everyone.
Yeah.
The plan is, how much would you like the insurance company to, how much of the risk do you want the insurance company to pay for, and how much do you want to pay for?
Yep.
And just make sure you have a really good understanding of what you're responsible for. Because like you said, if you skimp out on the coverage, you could be paying a lot in the future.
Yep, which could derail if you're trying to pay off debt, or you're trying to save up, or you're trying to do whatever, put more money towards investments. It's going to derail you. It could derail you. So just one thing to caution and think about. So, hey, Terrence, I appreciate you taking some time today, man, and just sharing some of these tips. I know this will be helpful to some people watching it.
Steve, I love your podcast. I always share it whenever you put them on there. You always thank me for sharing it too, because the information you give is practical, everyday information that the average consumer needs to know, but may not necessarily know the way to find out. And I love what you do, and that's why I share your videos when I see them.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, and we'll be sure to link down below. We'll link in when we post this to your information, Terrence, so people can get in touch with you if they have any questions or just want to reach out for, you know, if they haven't reviewed insurance in a while. Terrence would be a great person to sit down and do that with. So
absolutely
appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Cool, appreciate it.